This is the Cricket World News Roundup for the 29th of August. England Test captain Andrew Strauss has announced his immediate retirement from professional cricket just days after his side were beaten by South Africa in a three-match Test series. Strauss led England to the summit of the ICC Test rankings, guiding the side to consecutive Ashes series wins over Australia in 2009 and 2011, and he will be succeeded by Alistair Cook. In 100 tests for England, he scored over 7,000 runs, hit 21 centuries and held a record 121 catches. At a press conference at noon today to announce his retirement, he said, "I'm extremely proud of everything I've achieved as a cricketer, and I found myself very fortunate to play in an era when some of English cricket's greatest moments have occurred. I've loved every minute of it. All that remains is for me to wish Andy, Alistair and the rest of the team the very best for the coming months. I will be an interested spectator." Australia kicked off their three-match one-day international series against Pakistan in Sharjah with winning the opening match. Pakistan made 198 after electing to bat, with Ashad Shafiq top scoring with 56. Mitchell Starc, though, was the star, taking 5 for 42 with the ball to follow up his four wickets against Afghanistan at the end of last week. In Australia's reply, Michael Clarke and George Bailey both made half centuries, while all-rounder Glenn Maxwell hit a runner ball, 38. They won by four wickets with 10 balls to spare. And England have rested Graham Swann for the final three matches in their series against South Africa. He will be replaced by James Treadwell and will return for the three-match 2020 series, which precedes the World 2020 in Sri Lanka at the end of September. Indian cricketer Yuvraj Singh has received the Arjuna Award, an Indian government honour to recognise outstanding achievement in sport, from Indian President Pranab Mukherjee in Delhi. Yuvraj is currently preparing to make a comeback to international cricket at the World 2020 after recovering from a rare germ-cell cancer.